You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, B&B fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and the search is on for Sheila Carter by the end of this week. And when she finally turns up, I expect it is going to change everything, because it looks like Sheila is going from villain to victim and is going to get something of a redemption arc that sets the stage to rip some families apart. Today, we're going to take a look at five huge fallouts we expect to see after Sheila is found and the truth about what Sugar did to her comes out. But before we dig into that, please click subscribe if you have not. I did a standalone video recently. You can see on our B&B playlist or by scrolling down the main page on the channel, and it explains what exactly I think Sugar did and why everything played out the way we've seen. You can watch the full video, but just real quick, I suspect Sugar went over to Steffi's house intent on assaulting or killing her so that Sheila Carter would be blamed, arrested, and sent to prison. And that is in revenge for Sugar going to prison on Sheila's behalf many years ago after she tricked her into lookalike plastic surgery. But for all the deep dive details into the history of it, go watch that other video. So what we have later this week on B&B is Deacon getting the scoop about Sugar and who she is directly from Lauren Fenmore, who was front and center for all that drama that happened in Genoa City on Young and the Restless years back. That's where lookalike Sugar was seen. The character originated on B&B, but she was played by Robin Mattson back then. And then when the character went over to Y&R, well, then it was Kimberlyn Brown in the role because of the plastic surgery explanation. So with that information in hand, Deacon is able to convince Fenn that his biological mother, Sheila, is alive, and they do start a search for her. I am confident that in May sweeps, which begins next Thursday, they will find her. So Deacon and Fenn are going around showing Sheila's photo to this homeless guy, Tom, played by guest star Clint Howard, and that puts them on the trail to find her wherever Sugar has her locked away, presumably. Kind of awkward when the person that kidnapped you winds up dead and leaves you stuck somewhere, because that's definitely what it's starting to smell like, is that Sugar took Sheila, locked her away, and then went to do a bad thing to Steffi. I mean, Sheila might even be starving to death right now somewhere, unless Sugar had a co-conspirator that was in charge of feeding her. Bottom line, Deacon and Fenn are both going to be thrilled to find Sheila alive and horrified that she was a victim of Sugar's plot, presumably. And this is clearly some attempt at a redemption arc for Sheila, but her comeback is going to blow up many lives because everybody's going to be divided on whether Sugar's bad deed changes their perception of Sheila Carter, who, to be frank, has done much worse than that. So let's talk about five big fallouts that will change everything after the two men finally find Sheila. Number one, I think Steffi's going to demand that Fenn cut Sheila out of his life again, but this time he might push back. So already we have Steffi over at Il Giardino bossing Deacon around when it is none of her business if he's holding out hope that his girlfriend is alive. I mean, isn't that up to him what he hopes for? It's none of Steffi's business, right? I mean, I get that she doesn't want to hear it, but boy, honestly, she's acting as badly as Ridge when he stopped by to poop on Deacon just randomly when he could have just stayed away and stayed quiet. You know that saying, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all? Maybe the Forresters need that needle pointed onto a throw pillow. Put one at Steffi's place and one over at Ridge and Brooke's place. Once Sheila is found alive and is back home with Deacon, I am sure Steffi is going to reiterate to her husband that she expects Fenn to stay away from Sheila. But given his grief-stricken reaction to his mom's supposed death, I'm not so sure he will listen to her. And I cannot imagine it will be good for their marriage if Fenn persists on having his bio mom in his life after Steffi reminds him of her past ultimatum. I do believe Sheila's return is going to spell big problems for their marriage. Number two, Liam is going to take advantage of the rift in Steffi and Fenn's marriage. That's another fallout I see coming. We all know Liam Spencer's waiting in the wings, hoping Steffi and Fenn fall apart. And yes, I know Liam admitted the other day he's a waffler and he shouldn't have run back and forth between her and Hope, but that doesn't mean he's given up on the idea of being with Steffi Forrester again. All it means is he's acknowledging that he shouldn't have waffled. So as long as he focuses solely on Steffi and doesn't also try to get back with Hope, then maybe in his mind, that's an improvement in his behavior, because he definitely does not miss any chances to trash talk Finn and use Sheila as an excuse to take digs at Steffi's marriage. Steffi definitely doesn't want Finn chasing around looking for Sheila. And once she's found, I'm sure Steffi's going to be angry at Finn. And an angry Steffi is a Steffi that may turn to Liam for comfort and cross lines with him, as she's done in the past. More fallout. All right. The third thing that may happen, I think Hope may renege on her offer to let Deacon back in Beth's life. This week on Bold and the Beautiful, Hope talks to Liam, and they agree that with Sheila Carter dead and gone, Deacon Sharp can resume spending time with their daughter, Beth Spencer, who is Deacon's granddaughter. But by the end of sweeps, of course, Sheila is going to be back home with Deacon, most likely. That's what we expect from all the spoilers and everything. And that means the circumstances will change from when she made the offer. But the question is, will Hope backtrack and tell Deacon he cannot see Beth anymore? Will she make it clear that as long as Sheila's alive and in his life, he can forget about seeing her or his granddaughter? Or will Hope soften her attitude when she hears something bad was done to Sheila? I tend to think not, but you never know with the B&B writers or with Hope. Fourth fallout, Steffi may struggle knowing she killed an innocent woman. Innocent in quotes, you know. Another big fallout could absolutely from Sheila Carter's resurrection and her quasi-redemption is what it means for Steffi and the life she took. I mean, it's clear Steffi has no qualms about the fact that she killed Sheila, except it's not Sheila she killed. Steffi killed a woman she doesn't even know. And in fact, Sugar is someone that Sheila victimized in the past, just another of her victims. Back in Sheila's villainous heyday in the 90s and early 2000s, she convinced Sugar to help her escape from prison, and then Sheila repaid Sugar for that favor by tricking her into doppelganger plastic surgery, and then she wound up in jail doing time for Sheila. And now, because her face looks just like Sheila's, Steffi killed her. So I just wonder if Steffi is going to suffer some sort of guilt reaction or PTSD over killing someone who is not Sheila Carter. Then again, to me, it's very clear Sugar came into her house that night to start something. So hopefully Steffi won't feel too bad about ending her doppelganger. Fifth and final fallout I want to talk about. The Forresters and Logans, I think, are going to rage at Deacon and Finn. So the Forrester and Logan families will handle Sheila Carter's resurrection probably in a very bad way coming in May sweeps. They are all pretty pleased that Sheila is dead, and we saw Eric Forrester and Lauren Finmore toasting to her death. Ridge Forrester is giddy that Nine Toes is gone, thrilled that Sheila's dead. And that's kind of a universal reaction among most of the characters. But with Sheila coming back alive, back in Deacon's life, and presumably also in Finn's life, you know that the two core families on Bold and the Beautiful are going to be enraged at those two. They finally thought they were free of the threat of Sheila, and now everybody's nightmare will be rising from the grave, quite literally. So stay tuned for more on this intense B&B storyline. This week, everyone continues to doubt Deacon's sanity, but by the end of next week, he's convinced Finn and the search for Sheila is on as May sweeps kicks off. I have no doubt they're going to find her, and then we're going to see serious ripple effects and shock among those who were glad she died, and big fallout for the few people that care about her, which really only numbers two. Deacon, Finn, maybe Hollis the bartender. But be sure and drop your comments on this and subscribe if you haven't. And definitely come back soon, because we're here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dart, on your number one soap opera spoilers channel on YouTube. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.